Listen to the Silence by Marcia Muller.
For Kathy Pronzini and Jim Moen, Chode and Kuro, too. Many thanks to Josie Bennington for lending her airplane to McCone and Rapinski. Maureen Hardy for information on Boise, Idaho. Kathy McIntosh for a great tour of that city. Robin Reese for the use of her first name and the Yarn People. Lieutenant Jim Tibbs for insights about the Boise Police Department. The usual suspects, you know who you are. And Bill, without whom. Listen to the Silence. Saturday, September 2nd, 5:55 p.m. The phone receiver began a series of staccato beeps. I stared, as if it were a foreign object, then replaced it in the cradle. My world had tilted a few minutes ago, and everything seemed askew. I went over to the windows and looked down at the lower deck of the Seacliff House, where the post-wedding party was coming to an end. It was a perfect September day, warm and clear, without a wisp of fog to spoil the view of the Golden Gate. The start of the season we San Franciscans consider our summer. The guests were dressed in brightly colored clothing, ranging from shorts and Hawaiian shirts to formal attire. Typical eclectic crowd for a California wedding. And it had been a terrific wedding. My friend and operative, Ray Kelleher, and my former brother-in-law, country music star Ricky Savage, exchanged vows by the deck rail, the Pacific gleaming in the background. Then the band struck up the title song of his new album, Red, written and recorded as his wedding surprise for Ray, and the serious partying got underway. Caterers passed through with